Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Bring Something
Merry
to the Table.
Christmas!
Oh my gosh! Merry Christmas, indeed. Oh man,
hello, people.
She is still hyped up off the sugar.
Yeah,
we've been tasting hot cocoa. We got Yule logs. You know, it's gonna be an exciting episode for sure. the behind the scenes footage of making of this podcast is gonna be intense for sure.
It's tons of fun.
Oh man,
tons of fun.
It's Christmas time.
Yes,
we got the fireplace lit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a little virtual fireplace.
Hey, it's fine. It's there. We in Florida, you know, so we do things a little different here. But there's one more thing we need to
what?
Set the mood for this.
What's that?
Let's go ahead and drop out of our original music and go ahead and get some holiday cheer in the background. All right. Got a little Charlie Brown coming through.
Yeah.
You know, you feeling it a little bit? So how?
You know, I like my Christmas music.
I know it smells like Christmas in here.
It sure does, because I brought a candle over.
I know. I don't have any.
It smells just like Christmas.
I have a pumpkin spice latte one. That's the only kind of holiday theme one I use for like Thanksgiving time.
This is Winter by Bath and Body Works.
Man, look, I'm starting to become a Bath and Body Works fan.
They got some good stuff.
They do got some good stuff. And I used to be like, that's a girl store. But as I'm getting older, I'm like, yo, I need to go to the Bath and Body Works over here. Not only to get my candles, I can get some cologne too.
Yeah, you know, they got, I think they got shampoo for guys too.
They have lotions, shampoos, body spray, deodorants.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning all this now. Man, I want to go.
You missed out.
I almost went today. I really wanted to go. Like, I was like, man, I want to go, but I didn't want to say it to sound like a weirdo.
No. I'd have been like, I'm glad you didn't go, because if you'd gone without me, I love their seasonal stuff. Like,
see,
like, winter is my favorite.
I haven't been there as an adult yet. Like, I buy their stuff online, but I haven't been to a physical store. Since I've been in my older day. I don't think I've ever been to a store.
So it's going
to
be a whole
So it's a whole experience. Yeah, exactly.
You.
That's what I used to make fun of. It's like, I ain't going to what? Whatever. There was one lotion my sister had when I was growing up. I think I was probably in middle school. So I had to be like 13, 14. She had this lotion called Jasmine Rose or something like that. And I used to use it all the time. I didn't even know what it was. But I was like, this smells really good.
Right?
But I was like always ashamed of it. Like, but now that I'm older and I'm obviously more confident, you know, I'm gonna go to what is it called?
Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works, and I'm get my fragrance on, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
My holiday cheer and my cologne.
Uh huh.
So anyway,
yeah, we had to get the holiday cheer in John's place because he had nothing.
Look, and I apologize. I don't know why I waited this long. I've never been happier. My heart has grown 3 times the size tonight. Mm. Kind of like the Grinch.
Yeah, after you got your little Grinch tree over here.
That's what I was referencing to. I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you got it. But no, man, this has been a really good experience. I mean, I like the way the place looks. I typically do enjoy Christmas. I love spending time with the family. But, you know, I work for Nocatee, and they tainted it a little bit for me.
Aww.
By doing these huge Christmas events for the last 10-plus years. I get a little... I've been celebrating Christmas for almost 2 months now. You know, we've been doing this Christmas program. We started a long time ago, and we listened to the same Christmas music over and over during rehearsal nights. So it's like, why do you hate Christmas so much, Jay? Why? Hey, I don't really hate it. I'm just,
tired of it.
I'm tired, dude. I want to take a nap. But, so I know you love Christmas, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is you. This is all you. This is, like, your holiday.
Yeah, this is my holiday. I love it. I just, there's such magic around Christmas.
So what do you love the most? Like, what is it? Like, you know, what's that just, big, like, oh, it's Christmas time, you know?
Well, do you mean, like, well, wait.
What makes you feel like this is Christmas, you know? Is it the music? Is it when you start listening to the music? Is it you putting up your tree? Like, you know.
I don't know. I guess it's like when after Halloween, or not Halloween. I mean, that's when I'd like to start it.
Oh, I know. Trust me. You tried.
Right. No, after Thanksgiving, well, usually around Thanksgiving, actually, because I on our Thanksgiving special episode, I had talked about how big it was in my family. Usually around Thanksgiving is when I start getting into, I guess, what they would call the Christmas spirit. Because, you know, being around family was such a big thing during Thanksgiving. And then, you know, it's like right after that, I'm already prepared for Christmas.
Yeah. You ready to go?
Yes. But I don't know. It's more of the feel for me. Like, I don't know. I've just always felt like Christmas has this magic in the air. I don't know if that's just me because I love like anything magic and fantasy. I have a great imagination. So.
Oh, we know. We know.
Dreaming every night.
Look what you did to the place.
Right. Yeah, I think my favorite thing growing up around Christmas time was just, I want to say Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And, you know, there was all, as a kid, there was always that, you know, magical, you know, Santa's going to come and, you know, he's flying in a sleigh with his reindeer. There's just something just magical about it. And it was more of the suspense and the buildup of it and then, you know, the decorations and the lights. I mean, I might have overkilled the light. I mean, for me, I don't think I overkilled the lights in here, but I don't know. It's just like, it just, the ambiance of it. Okay. I just love it. I absolutely love it.
Man, we're going to have to get you to Christmastown. I think for me, the one thing that I can remember the most about Christmas as a child, we lived in Tennessee, and I guess this is where my first memories kind of kicked in or whatever. But I remember, you know, we had an upstairs house, so we had to go upstairs on Christmas Eve. We didn't have any Christmas Eve traditions or anything like that. It wasn't like, you know, some people get to open one gift. No, we were never that family. So we were always in bed by 8 o'clock. And now that I'm older, I know why. So we're in bed by 8 o'clock, and I gave mom and dad time to wrap presents and get things set out. They put like everything in certain piles. Like I had my pile of presents like laid out in one area. My sister had hers, and then there was stuff under the tree too. But we had our designated spots because, you know, we were like wild kids just running around.
Yeah.
Like, you go in that corner, you go in that corner. So I just remember like being so like, when I wake up, as like, is Santa coming? I'd be like listening under my door. Like, I have my ear. Like, I hear some jingling. Do I hear some jingling? And just, right? Like my mom and dad carrying wrapping paper stuff down the hallway. But I think, yeah, that first initial, you wake up at like 7 a.m., maybe 8 a.m., and you just stare at the ceiling like, should I get out of bed now? Should I get out of bed now? Is there anybody else out of bed? You know, like listening. So that's what I really enjoyed for me as a child, is this kind of, you're right, is that whole, you know, you just can't wait to get down. Yeah. And like, you got your presents, and dad's usually cooking breakfast for us. And it's a whole thing. But yeah, man.
Yeah, me and my brother, we would actually have kind of like sleepovers.
Okay.
You know, I would go in his room or he would go in my room on Christmas Eve.
Nice.
And we'd have like this little sleepover and we'd talk about Christmas the whole night. And we'd wake each other up in the morning. And but yeah, it's just,
it's time to go. It's time to go, bro. Want to open these gifts.
Exactly. It's go time. But yeah, we would have, like you, we would have our designated spots where we'd you know, this is where we were going to sit and open our presents. And I don't know how other families do it. I know some families just all open their presents up at once, but my family was very different. We would go around one by one.
Uh-huh.
And let each other open up one gift and then go to the next person. They'd open a gift and the next person open. And we just kind of like,
gotcha.
Let it, you know, linger. And we
Well, that's kind of what we do now that we're older. Not much when we were little kids. It was kind of a frenzy. It's like free for all, like running around. Like we really were like the wildest little kids. But now that we're older, it's I go to my parents' house. They usually cook breakfast. Everybody's in their pajamas. So we do the breakfast thing, and then once breakfast is done, we kind of be like, okay, I give my sister my gifts. You know, I'm the youngest, I'll go first. So I give Keita her gift, Nicole her gift, mom her gift, and dad his gift, and then Nicole would do the same. Like, it's a pattern that goes around. So I mean, it's not a huge tradition or anything, but it's something that's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I can't believe we made it, though.
Yeah.
It's 2020.
Right.
Christmas time.
Yes.
You know, there was a point where it's like, will we even have a Christmas this year? You know, there was one of those that feeling, I don't want to bring things down, but I mean, things haven't been great, but it seems like the Christmas spirit is really still alive and well.
Yes.
And, you know, people are out today shopping. There was a lot of traffic.
Yeah,
there was a lot of traffic. It's like, man, people out there doing the Christmas thing, you know?
Yeah, I would have done Christmas whether or not it was canceled or whatever.
Yeah, Christmas is canceled.
But, yeah, I mean, it is really weird this time around. But I feel like a lot of people are, I don't know, kind of clinging to the spirit of Christmas. I feel like in my neighborhood, there's more people that have put out Christmas lights than have ever done it before.
Have you gone looking at Christmas lights?
Not yet. There is one section here in Jacksonville that it's actually a few roads over from us. But we've been going there for years since I was little. There's this couple of neighborhoods that just, I mean, everybody has lights hanging out of their trees, going across the street. I mean, it's just a big deal over there. And it's been so popular in social media this year that the traffic over there is so insane.
Oh, man, yeah.
The neighborhoods, my mom told me recently that the neighborhoods have started a GoFundMe so that they can hire police officers to come in and direct traffic. It's gotten so bad.
Oh, that is insane. I mean, I guess it's a good thing, too. People want to go out and look at the lights.
Yeah.
Man, it's like a whole production over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge neighborhood. It's a big neighborhood all connected, and then there's one across the street that's done it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I'm surprised you've never heard of it.
What's the name of it?
It's off of Girvin.
Oh, you're talking about the ones with all the lights and the trees and stuff?
Yeah, that are hanging out of the trees.
What is it? Nighthawk? Something Hawk? She-Hawk?
Something like that.
Hawk Down?
Black Hawk?
Black Hawk. Thank you. Yeah.
Black Hawk Down? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Black Hawk. Yeah, I've heard of it. Will I go over there? No, because...
You're missing out.
No, it's not that I'm missing out. I've done it before, you know? Hasn't this been like a tradition for years?
Oh, yeah, it's been there since I was little.
I've done it before. I've done it a few times then. I remember I used to go driving all the time with the family, friends, but I just know how crowded it gets.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, nah, I'm okay. I don't need that right now. But I know friends that live over there, too. They also complain that they can't get home when they want to get home. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. It's a great thing what they do. I think it's a lovely, you know, they're shooting arrows in the trees. They're hanging their lights up. You know, the neighborhood's really come together. It's great. Fantastic. But, I don't want to go sit in that traffic and get stuck longer than I have to. I would try to be like the early people.
Right.
Like when it just gets dark, I want to go that early. And as sun's coming down, I was like, oh, yeah, this is nice. But I don't want to get stuck. And they do a great job. They do
it's awesome.
Fantastic job. I know a lot of friends went this year for the first time. They've been posting it on social media. So,
yeah, it's blown up really big in social media.
Yeah, it's insane that they still do that. If it's the same thing I'm thinking that I used to go to when
I'm
I was younger.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's insane.
Yeah.
All that stuff is still there. Speaking of light shows, one of our good friends, Matt Began, does a Christmas family light show.
Oh, I'll Stab Ya. That's right.
AKA I'll Stab You. Christmas is canceled himself. You know? So he's doing his light show.
We've got to go see that.
Man, I've been trying to get you to go for weeks. You've been so busy lately.
I know. I really have.
But maybe we'll go this week. You know, hell, we can go tonight if you want.
We definitely need to.
So just let me know when you're free. We'll go this week and we'll kind of report back on it, kind of like we did the haunted house.
There you go. Yeah.
So, you know, this might turn into a 2-part episode thing. So who knows?
Right.
But definitely want to go see Matt's house and maybe even get a little interview with Matt.
We should.
You know, do something. He talks about the lights and tell us how he came up with the whole concept.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I know. I'm full of them.
Oh, we should definitely do that. Maybe on Christmas Eve.
So, yeah. So, we'll figure it out. We'll get together. And, yeah, that's cool. Hey, we got something in front of us right now.
I know. I've been staring at it, wanting to eat it this whole time.
What is this?
This is a Yule log. It's not an actual real log.
I was not quite sure what a Yule log was. I've heard it in Christmas songs before. And they talk about it on Christmas movies. Old Yule log. But
I don't even remember it in Christmas music. I remember the Yuletide Christmas.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know, but yeah, we were at Fresh Market, which is where John got his Whoville tree.
Thank you.
His little Grinch tree.
They ain't no sponsor, so no more shout outs. Gotta pay me to talk about that.
Well, I was just saying while we were there, John looked over and he said, "What is that?"
I really did. I was like, yo, is that a real thing? Like, because I've heard of the name. I just didn't know it was an actual thing.
I didn't either. I didn't know that. I mean, yeah. So me and John had to get it, of course.
Yes. It is a...
It's some sort of chocolatey thing.
Chocolate, like mousse, chocolate chips, chocolate ice cream, chocolate cake. It's like chocolate on top of chocolate on top of chocolate.
Oh, after all of our hot chocolate.
Yeah, dude. I don't even know if this is a good idea.
I gotta try it. I gotta try it.
Yeah, no, but we're gonna dig into it. We're gonna try it. Our both of our first time having a U-Log.
Yes, and, which my ancestors would be very ashamed of.
I know.
Me,
you should have been doing this for years.
I know, because when we looked it up, we're like, "What is a U-Log?"
Yeah.
We looked it up, and apparently, it's like a thousands of year old tradition. Mm. Not actually the cake dessert itself.
Yeah.
It actually stemmed from a tradition of an actual log.
Of course. What else could it be?
But yeah, it was, I guess, back, one guy said back in the Viking era, and what is...
They would get drunk and chop down trees.
Nah.
Thor and his brothers. No, not that?
No, you made me forget what I was going
to
say.
I was listening to the wrong story then. But I knew he said something about drinking, chopping down trees, and trying to... The U-Log was always the biggest log, though. It was like a really big log.
Well, no, it was, you had... Okay, so from what I remember... it was, you picked it out especially for, bringing it into your house,
mm-hmm.
and putting, I mean, it, and it was, it traditionally, like the very first traditions, it was like a huge branch basically.
Okay. Okay.
And you dragged it into your house, you put it in the hearth, and basically over 12 days, you would burn this log.
Burn the old U-Log.
Yeah.
Like the stories used to say.
Yeah. And okay. So that's also where the 12 days of Christmas originated from, supposedly.
Really?
Yeah, because you would burn it over 12 days. I think it also had to do with the solstice.
Okay.
And once you burned it and it burned down to ashes, you would spread the ashes out into, I think it said, the wherever you grow your garden or your crops or something, as a way to for good luck and
help keep them fertile,
a good harvest for the next year for good luck and things like that. But yeah, there was more to it. I can't remember.
But hey, you're pretty spot on though. But, I mean, I was with you during that research process, and you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, it's some of it started to come back to me. I remember they decorated it.
Yeah.
One guy said that over in Europe in the colder areas, the only greenery is holly and mistletoe, I think.
Yeah, man. The old mistletoe. Man, we should have got mistletoe. Old mistletoe. Yeah.
Or maybe it was holly and I don't know, but
some mushrooms. Didn't he say something about some mushrooms? They were licking them.
No. I think you're confusing some of the, because, okay, we were watching YouTube, and you know how the videos come up one after the other.
Yes.
So I think you're meshing all of it together.
Okay.
Because there's
some tradition with Christmas with mushrooms.
There's a guy that talked later about his theory of where Santa Claus came from.
Oh, and he had a good theory.
Yeah.
He had a really good theory.
I was impressed with his theory because it sounds like he's done a lot of research and like really getting back into like the ancient traditions, the ancient indigenous traditions over in the European area. And I'm going to try and say his name because I want to give the theory and the credit to him because he said it was his theory.
It is something he came up with after doing all his research.
Yeah. So I think his name is Aerith Harger.
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 You got a Harger.
But it had like the A had the two little
dots. The two little dots.
So I don't really know.
Yeah, but he has a YouTube channel, so you can Google him, look him up. He'll pop right up for sure.
Yeah.
Ain't too many Herrick Argers out there.
Aerith.
Harith.
Aerith.
Aerith?
Aerith.
Oh, okay. You got it.
Or I don't know if it's even pronounced Aerith. But anyway.
I'm going to tag him in this.
Right. There we go.
Yeah.
And I might not even be saying his theory correctly, but from what I remember hearing, because it was kind of playing in the background and we were distracted by getting decorations and stuff. But his theory was in Siberia, there are indigenous people that have shamans.
Ooh.
And back in ancient times, and I think he said even now, they wear these red and white, what do they call them? Traditional ceremonial clothing.
Okay.
And he was the one that was talking about they would bring mushrooms to the families.
Oh, okay.
I don't really remember what all the significance of the mushrooms were.
It was something to do with licking mushrooms.
It was
enjoying
not
Christmas. Mushrooms. I know his robe turned from red to blue at one point.
No, he was saying... You are getting everything.
Look, this
so...
is why I'm a bad test taker. The information's in my head. It's just in the wrong spot.
It's all jumbled.
Yeah, exactly. It's all over the place.
He was going through the different colors of how Santa Claus because,
yeah, Russia
been.
Wanted a different color. That's what it was. Russia wanted something to stand out differently.
Was it Russia? I don't know.
I think it was Russia.
Someone Santa had blue.
Soviet. Some Soviet. I don't know. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, it could be. I don't know. But I know he was talking about someone's Santa had blue.
Yeah, they wanted him to have a blue coat.
And he was talking about where his theory was about where the red and white came from. So
the mushrooms. That's where it came from.
Not the mushrooms.
The red and
he
white
was talking
came from
about the
mushrooms.
Siberian shamans.
Look, okay, let's go back to the Yule log real quick.
All right, yes, the Yule log.
And then we can go back to theories and... you know, whatever. But we're going to taste this Yule log. Ashley's going to taste her Yule log. It looks like a pile of chocolate.
It looks like a chocolate cake.
It's like a swirl cake, kind of like a swirl thing going on.
Yeah. What did the thing say? It was like rolled up or I don't know.
Some type of cake rolled.
I don't know.
Yeah. So Ashley's eating her Yule log right now for the first time. And she took one bite and immediately went back in for a second bite. And now I can't get her to stop eating. And so now it's just me talking.
Oh, my gosh.
There she is. She came up for air.
I took one bite.
She came up for air. She took 20 bites.
I took one
bite.
Oh,
man. How is it?
It feels a little dry.
Oh, it feels a little dry after all of that prep work and talking it up. I don't have a lot of cake on my plate. I have mostly the icing that was on the tip, now that I'm looking at it. So mine's very moist.
I think the buttercream was, oh my gosh, my tooth.
Oh, she broke it. She broke it, ladies and gentlemen.
Sensitive tooth.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, it's definitely dry.
You're right.
I don't know if it's supposed to be. But...
it's supposed to be like a log, right? A U log. Logs are dry. You might start a fire with this. What? Right, we ain't gonna burn this later because we should burn it. Look, let me tell you, I just put $21 on this cake for us to have one piece each to be like, mm-mm.
I mean, I'll take the rest home.
You are definitely taking the rest home. Take it to your family, take it to your brother. Tell mama said Merry Christmas. I bought her a Yule log, and I'm just not a cake person. I'm honestly not a best judge at cakes. I'm not like I'm a brownie/pie type of guy. But it is very dry. You're absolutely right. And I had a little piece. Like, mine's gone. Mine was, like, 2 forks full. So
it is gone. I still have, like, 3/4 of mine.
It's way too sweet.
It is really sweet.
It's a lot to handle right now.
Yeah, especially after all of our...
6 shots of cocoa.
After our hot chocolates. Yeah. I don't think we talked about that yet.
We kind of mentioned it a little bit. We didn't really go into detail.
Yeah, we tried out... 7 different types of hot chocolate.
We went through a whole variety of hot chocolates. Ashley actually picked them all out.
I did.
And
I guess we could link them, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can link them.
I guess we can link them. She's talking like she's professional.
Right. I don't know. I guess we can say what, I mean, put them
on. Yeah,
there.
We can put them on social media. We'll put them on Facebook. I'll find a way to put it up there.
Okay.
I'll put the Amazon link that I use to buy these. And it's a variety box of hot cocoa, hot chocolate. It's just a bunch of different kinds. And we didn't even get to all of them.
Mm-mm.
There were still some more in that box.
Yeah, so. And there was different types of the same kind. Like there was 3 different types of caramel or something.
2 Mexican ones, a couple of different peppermint ones. Junior Mint had their own spinoff in there. I think, what'd you say? It wasn't Twizzler. Who was it? Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll had one.
That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was your favorite one out of all of them?
My favorite, which you didn't bring it back over here, so I don't remember what brand it was.
It's fine.
But it was, maybe it was this Soho one.
the Soho Mexican.
Yeah, it was like a Mexican blend.
Interesting.
And it said something about Mexican spice or something.
Yeah.
And if you really want to see our review, definitely watch the videos that we're going to put up. But that was my favorite. It had, I don't know, it was like a chocolatey, it definitely had a spice to it.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoyed it.
It was not bad, I will tell you. I mean, I don't know if it was my favorite one. I know you didn't like the caramel one.
Yeah, that one tasted like alcohol.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I liked it. A little bit of a sauce.
I'm still convinced that you slipped
I slipped you in. I would not slip you anything without telling you. I don't think that's illegal.
If it's a drug.
Alcohol can be considered a drug?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you don't look. You keep eating that cake. There's something in there, too.
It's not a cake.
Oh.
It's a Yule log.
Oh, my bad. The old Yule log. She's still taking about 20 bites every time she go down. But yeah, so we had the hot chocolate tasting, which I didn't really think about when I said, oh, I will surprise her with a hot chocolate tasting, that we would have to drink all this hot chocolate very quickly.
Yeah, it took like 2 hours to do 7 of them.
It really did. It was like we had to pace it out, and I thought it was going to be bam, 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 bam. Just sip each one? No, definitely not how I envisioned it.
I mean, I guess it could have been if we had organized it a little bit better.
We would have made them all and didn't have them sitting there, but then they would have been, some of them been warm, some of them would have been hot.
I mean, they were anyway.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
I mean, our first one was kind of like lukewarm.
Yeah.
There was one that I'm pretty sure burnt every part of my mouth.
Yeah, she's like, I felt so bad. Because like, I was like, drink it. I have to get the shot.
I had to get a spoon at some point.
Yeah, I think the spoon method was probably the best. If we would have just spooned them all.
I didn't even think about that.
You know, we could have just spooned them.
You're right.
It's okay. We're first time doing this, so. Oh, man.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
What you going to do?
I think I'm actually going to burn a log.
Okay.
Or in the Yule tradition.
You gonna burn it where?
At my house.
You have a fireplace?
Yeah, I know you ain't got one.
Wow. Okay. I have a digital one. Don't you hate? I've been burning new logs all evening.
I can't put a real log in there.
In my digital one?
Yeah.
I mean, they're burning now. What you mean? we are burning them.
Listen, from what I understand, it's a whole ritual. You gotta decorate it.
You gotta put all the spices on top.
You gotta
spices, the figs and berries and stuff. He had a whole big bushel of green stuff, you remember? And he threw it in the fire.
Yeah, he decorated it.
Yeah. So it had some things on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you do your weird tradition.
I'll bring over some of the ashes for you.
Thanks.
We'll put it in the pineapple plant.
Oh, lovely.
So he'll grow big and...
You're gonna kill my pineapple plant. I still think it's some weird test. She gave me a pineapple plant. And said, here you go. And I'm just like, this is a test. This has to be a test.
No.
I've been bringing it in every night, putting it out in the morning, trying to get sun, you know. I'm trying to do the best I can.
You said you wanted a garden.
I do. I always look. It's the weirdest thing as a kid. I always wanted some type of garden to be in. Whether it was planting flowers, like I always felt like I had a green thumb. I just didn't give, nobody gave me an opportunity to show that I could grow some stuff.
And I just gave you an opportunity.
And
now you have another one. You have to take care of your Yoo-hoo tree.
I got my Yoo-hoo.
Your Whoville tree.
My Whoville. And I actually bought 2 trees for herself to go home with.
I sure did.
I don't know what they're called, if they're the same brand, but they look like mini Christmas trees.
Yeah, I think they're called European cypress.
Man, they look like bonsais, you know, like you can trim it.
They are not bonsais.
I said it kind of looks like it.
I think they can get pretty big.
These trees?
If you let them, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what the little thingy said. Well, you want to grab me one?
She did. Look, she just always giving me orders to grab something. It says bright light. It needs bright light. It's in the dark right now.
It's on the back. I can't reach.
Come on, tiny arms. Okay. We're sitting across from each other in a different seating arrangement. Not like you guys know where we sat before.
There's too much dirt on it. I can't see it.
All right. Well, that was a failed attempt. I'm just going to edit that out. Oh, yeah, it does say that. That's all you're going to hear.
I think you can get. I think you can trim it into more of like a tree, or you can make it into a bush. I think it can get.
They're nice
big.
Little trees, you know. They turned out well. We didn't know what we're going to go in and get. I was kind of like.
I mean, I don't really know what he expected to get. Fresh Market.
Well, because at Whole Foods, they had these miniature Christmas trees apparently that are alive. And they were just like, they look like real Christmas
well,
trees,
these
but
are
they
alive.
Were
alive.
I know, but they were like actual, they look more like Christmas trees.
Well, we should have gone to Whole Foods.
I tried to tell you that. I said, yo, Whole Foods. And you're like, Whole Foods? You gave me the same when I said Fresh Market.
Yeah, because it's a grocery store
that sells fresh produce and they have like plant sections and stuff. Anyway,
I mean, okay.
I feel like I won this one regardless. She was just knocking on my ideas. I was ready to go all the way to Whole Foods. It was on 3rd Street. I was ready to take that beach drive down. We was going to make some other stops on the way. I was going to go to World Market. I had a whole evening planned out. And Ashley said, nah, I'm just going to go over here and get these tiny ass plants.
Actually, and, you said Fresh Market, okay? I said, I don't know where a Whole Foods was. I was talking about a whole... Okay, we're getting off track here.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I tend to make right. three different plans in my head, and Christmas. When I don't execute them, we get off topic.
All right.
Focus. Christmas, Ashley.
All right, so we were talking about the Yule log. I did have some other things I wanted to talk about as far as Christmas traditions,
uh-huh.
which I, like I said, I didn't realize that there was a Yule log tradition, and I didn't realize how ancient it was, and I didn't realize that I'm pretty sure my ancestors were doing this. So
yeah.
I've got a lot of ancestors over in that area that were Scandinavian, and I mean, trace them all the way back to like the Vikings. And so it's, yeah, they're probably very ashamed of me right now for okay. not knowing what a Yule log was.
Look, you're doing your best now.
And I think they did it in Germany, and I've got German and Prussian, and yeah, so.
Things I never heard of.
Yeah, so my ancestors are definitely shaking their heads at me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so as far as other Christmas traditions, okay. I had looked up kind of like where they came from. I didn't go to too many different sources. So
okay, just drop some knowledge
I
on
don't
us.
Really know. You know, fact check me. That's fine. I remember in one of our episodes, you had said something about the Bible and Jesus.
Okay.
And I had said something about Jesus not even being born in December. I don't even remember where or what we were talking about.
It was probably
about.
Something random I said. Yeah.
But anyway, so that got me thinking. I was like, okay, well, where did December 25th come from?
Okay.
And, you know, because I forget exactly when it's said that Jesus was born. But, I mean, some people will say he was born December 25th. However, other theories, it does go back to more ancient traditions and even back into, like, pagan beliefs.
Oh, wow.
As far as, like, I think even, where'd it go? Let's see, the Romans, they celebrated, and it's in Italian, so I don't know if I'm going to be saying this
Italiano.
Right.
Italiano.
Saturnalia.
Okay, that sounds about right to me.
Because one of their gods was Saturn, and I think it was in his honor. Well, it turned into that, I think. But it was a Roman pagan winter solstice festival.
Ooh.
But it originally, even older than that, it originated as a farmer's festival marking the end of the autumn planting.
Okay.
And then it grew into like a 2-day festival to a 7-day festival. And it was a big thing in Rome.
Then Santa was born.
I think that was further along, but.
Okay. Well,
yeah. but yeah, there was in Germany, I think they said Christmas trees, the idea, not really the idea, but more of the modern tradition of decorating a Christmas tree came from their Yule festival.
Okay. So they were already doing the Yule log thing.
I think they were. I didn't really check too far into the Germany okay. area. But it goes as far back as like the Egyptians. They celebrated the December 25th as the birth of the son of their goddess Isis, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And even further than that, the Babylonians believed that the son of the queen of heaven, her son was born on December 25th. And then I know that a lot of different other religions, or not religions, but country or cultures, you know, celebrate sort of around the 25th of December because of the solstice. So I thought that was interesting. And then, of course, we did the Santa theory from Mr. Aerith.
Oh, yeah, Parker. Yeah. With the mushrooms and stuff. That dude's nuts.
Listen, I don't remember much about the mushrooms, but I will probably go back and watch it to see what
we'll go back and
about.
Watch it to make sure. But is there any other crazy traditions you got over there that we do?
I kind of talked a little bit about the Christmas tree, but it not the Christmas tree itself, but it goes back to Egyptians, the Chinese. They used I think the Hebrews too. I have it written down. They kind of used evergreens and wreaths, garlands, and that kind of symbolized the eternal life.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was interesting. I came across the mistletoe. One of the theories
we love a mistletoe. You don't love mistletoe?
I mean, okay.
You never done the mistletoe thing before? Is this a tradition in your family?
Kiss somebody under a mistletoe?
Yeah, you ain't never done that before?
No, never had the chance.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you're not dating anybody around Christmas time, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've never.
I'm not kissing a stranger. No, COVID. You know, that's weird. Don't be coming at me with a mistletoe. What's wrong with you?
Sorry. No, my family's never hung mistletoe anywhere.
No, I think my parents did it once when we were kids, but I don't even think it was a real mistletoe. I think it was like some piece of garland that my dad just was trying to be funny. He was like, "Oh, mistletoe," and like tried to kiss my mom, and she's like, "Get out of here, John." So I don't think we've ever really did the mistletoe thing, but I mostly see it on TV shows and movies. Yeah. And
when it's two people accidentally find themselves,
it's like,
under
my gosh, I can't believe we're under the mistletoe. It's like, come on. It's like, how did this thing even start? But it's definitely one of the weirder traditions, I guess.
Well, apparently it also, the significance of the mistletoe goes way back into ancient times as well.
Okay.
The one that I thought was pretty interesting was the Druids. I guess it was the Celtic Druids. They didn't really specify, but it said that they believed it was representing the joining of heaven and earth.
Oh, interesting.
Because of, I guess, where it, they believed that it was, the mistletoe fell from heaven.
Okay.
And that's why it landed on the trees. And so it represented the joining of heaven and earth.
Man, we just really believe anything, huh? This is stuff falling out the sky.
Listen, there was significance to it.
We worshiping suns. It's like, oh, there's something bright in the sky. We gonna worship it. Like, you know, we just kind of jumped all over that. I'm just saying. I'm not saying there's not things out there to worship, but sometimes it's like, oh, water. We're gonna worship water. Okay, that's cool. Whatever. No, it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't go off on a tangent.
Listen,
I'm sorry. You got to give me one.
Listen, I don't think you quite understand their beliefs. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
And I came across the Christmas card, where it kind of started. It started back in Victorian England, and I think it was 1843. There was a British businessman, Sir Henry Cole.
I know Sir Henry.
Do you? It might be one of your ancestors.
Okay, we go way back.
Don't you have some ancestors over in England?
Yeah, yeah.
Our family over
there?
We
got some family over there.
You might be an ancestor.
You couldn't slave us all. I know you tried, Ashley.
What do you mean me?
Your people.
My people were so poor. Listen, they couldn't do that.
I'm sorry.
Of course, we also think that part of my family, the Irish family, might have been in that slave trade where they were slaves that came over in the Irish slave trade. But anyway, he completely made me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so the businessman, he got together with an artist, John Calcott Horsley. I guess the names don't really matter.
They ain't going to know regardless.
His was supposedly the, not really mass produced, but he had this artist draw up and hand color in.
Okay.
I think it was like 1,000 Christmas cards.
Okay.
And I guess he sold them that way. But I think what it said was, it was kind of funny. He had the artist draw, I guess, a family sitting at a table, kind of like what we were doing earlier with our hot chocolate cups, you know, cheering, you know, like cheers, you know, holding our cups up to each other.
Mm-hmm.
He had the artist depict that, but they got some, it was scandalous because people were saying that he was promoting drunkenness.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny.
What a scandal.
I know.
That is quite
promoting drunkenness.
Yeah.
Back in the
now 18- it's like everywhere you look, somebody's cheering and
right. Back in the 1800s, I guess it was a
man. That's Hot Topics back then.
The first mass-produced one was in 1851. Well, this is in the U.S. It was by a store owner. He commissioned the first printed Christmas cards in the U.S. in 1851.
Smart man.
Richard Pier, I think. That's what, I don't know. 1862, London printers Charles Goodall and Charles Goodall and Sons mass-produced Christmas cards. And it's said that they kind of coined the term Merry Christmas on their Christmas cards. Uh-huh. I don't know if I believe that because I feel like everybody in the UK says Happy Christmas. Have you ever noticed that?
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. So I feel like it would have said Happy Christmas.
Huh.
Okay. Or did they used to say Merry Christmas and now they say Happy Christmas?
Maybe. Either way, they call it everything a holiday, so I don't know. They're confused.
What do you mean?
Their vacations are just called holiday.
I wonder, would you
like to go take a holiday?
I wondered that, and we'll have to see if we can find someone to answer that.
I love me some British facts. I watch the BBCs all the time.
Do you? And that looks like that's the end of my fun facts.
Whoa, fun facts. Man, you scare me sometimes.
What do you mean?
Because you say certain things, and like, God, there's another person that kind of resembles you, and you guys say a lot of things. Like, I'll have to explain it to you later because it's not going to make sense now.
Do I know this person?
You don't know him. It's like a famous person. But listening to their podcast, I'm like, Ashley says the same things. Ashley sounds just like this celebrity. And it's crazy.
Who's a celebrity?
Don't you worry about it.
Am I going to know the celebrity?
No, you're not going to know a celebrity. Okay. So I'm going to hit you with one of my fun facts.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So some of you know I'm from Japan. And obviously Christmas is celebrated a little differently in Japan. All over the world, Christmas is slightly different.
Well, yeah.
But one of their big traditions over in Japan was they eat KFC.
Really?
Yeah. You know, they don't have the big traditional Christmas dinners. Most people, they pre-order their holiday buckets of KFC. It's a huge thing over there. And the reasoning behind the KFC craze is Japanese kitchens, households, they're tiny. You can't make a full, you know, 6-course meals in their ovens in Japan unless you're super wealthy and you have bigger utensils. So they came up with a clever marketing ploy back when KFC first hit Japan many, many years ago, whenever that is. But they had a commercial about eat your holiday chicken, and it went nuts. People went nuts over it. And now it's become an actual Christmas tradition in Japan where they have the colonel dressed as Santa. You won't see a normal Santa. It would be Colonel Sanders dressed in a Santa Claus costume, and he'll be passing out chicken to people. So it's like, you know, it's insane how these little traditions starts. But yeah, so when you go to Japan on Christmas time, don't be looking for your traditional stuff.
Is this for real?
This is completely real. You got to reserve that KFC. It is completely real.
Did you guys do this when you were over there?
No, they were doing it when I was that young, when I was over there. But my family, we didn't do, it's just my mom. So we didn't really do much holidays stuff either way. We're too young to remember anything.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so KFC, Japan, it is a thing.
Interesting.
It is a fun, you got fun facts, I got fun facts. You want another one?
Sure.
Okay, so check this out. So over in the Norway, okay. You know any Norway Christmas traditions?
What?
I'm just asking. Do you know any?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one's new
do
for me.
Do they have the Yule logs?
They have some type of Yule something. They got broomsticks.
Broomsticks.
So what they do on Christmas Eve is,
I mean, I got family ancestors from there.
Okay. Well, your ancestors.
I need a broomstick.
Well, they would hide all their broomsticks.
Hide them. Okay.
Yeah, they would hide all their broomsticks on Christmas Eve, and you know, make sure no witches wrote them, because witches were forbidden to, you know, fly around on their broomsticks around Christmas time. So look, it says in here that it's a Christmas Eve tradition where everybody, before they go to sleep, they hide all of their broomsticks. And there's not a lot of information about this. It's just that people would put broken broomsticks underneath their trees if their kids have been bad. It's kind of like their version of a lump of coal. So it's kind of like, you know, you don't want to see a broken broomstick underneath your tree because, you know, obviously it's bad luck. But so yeah, I guess like witches were forbidden in that area, I guess when back in the day when they thought witches were real. So they just happened like witches.
Says they're not.
They could be. I could be sitting across from one right now. But, you know.
Better watch out. You're going to find a broken broomstick on your front porch.
I know. She's just plotting already. But, no. So, that's the only two fun facts I looked up. And I can send you the link, Ashley, because I know how you like to do your own research. Because you don't believe anything I said.
I didn't say I didn't believe you. I find that very
She's
interesting.
She's like, this ain't real.
I would like to look more into it.
But, yeah. So, that's the only two I got for you. It's just witches and KFC. So
I mean, that's interesting.
Witches are forbidden, so they hide their brooms. It's just a thing.
It's not something I would think of with Christmas, but that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, once again, these traditions comes out of nowhere sometimes. It can be the littlest thing. Hide their brooms?
Yeah.
That is a good... You know, I'm looking at the article right now. I don't say nothing about that they still do. It's a tiny little blurb. Like, it's, like, small. Oh. But that would be interesting to see. I mean, they even have a little no witch flying signs. So it is a thing. It is a thing.
That is funny.
But that's all I got for you, man.
That's funny. Well, do you have any specific Christmas Day traditions?
Do I have any?
Yeah, that your family does. Or I mean, I know you don't even decorate your own house, but so you don't have that tradition.
First of all, my mom decorates enough for everybody.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
She got three Christmas trees this year.
Did she?
There's a lot going on at Mama Young's house.
Oh, you're going to have to send me a video.
You nothing.
Why?
I'll send you a video.
Mama That's Young. Make sure he sends me a video of all that. You know, I love Christmas decorations.
I know you do. So, yeah, she has three Christmas trees. We haven't really had any big traditions. When we were younger, me and my sisters were such good kids. I'm just going to put that out there. We were like saints. You know, people used to be like, yo, why are your kids so good, you know, at everything? And the secret is they used to beat us. So if you hit your kids, that we won't act up. Anyway, so one of the things we used to do, me and my sisters, we used to sit around the Christmas tree to sing Christmas songs. Oh, it was a thing.
So
it was like
sweet.
A tradition that we all had. We would like hold hands sometimes. We would sing around the Christmas tree. We would all have our pieces of paper reading songs. And we would just be staring at the lights and like just singing around the Christmas tree.
Aww.
I didn't know if any other kids were doing it, but it was something that we did growing up.
Nope.
And then we also did the caroling thing growing up. We used to go door to door and sing for people. Yeah, it evolved. We started at Christmas tree, and when we thought we were good enough, we took it on the road. We would go to our neighbors' houses, and we would just sing. The stuff you would see on TV, that was us. That was me and my sisters and a couple of our friends, and sometimes people would be nice and like give us like juice boxes or everybody a dollar or something for stopping. But we never did it for the money. We just thought, oh, it's Christmas. This is what we do. So, yeah, that's about the only real kind of traditions we had when we were little kids. And now, like I told you, we just kind of do the whole like family get together breakfast thing, which we're not doing this year. Breakfast is canceled. Thanks, 2020.
Well, if it's just your family.
Yeah. I mean, we usually do the breakfast thing regardless if it's just, you know. But yeah, we're not doing this year. We're going to do a bigger dinner thing because we usually do breakfast and dinner. People come and go. It's a whole thing. Anyway, but so yeah, I don't. That's for me. I don't really have any big weird Christmas traditions or normal ones, I guess.
Yeah, we don't really have anything either. Usually Christmas Eve, it's kind of like a family time. We would get together, turn off all the lights like we're doing right now.
Okay.
And just let the Christmas lights play. When we were younger, my mom would read a section of the Bible where Jesus was born. And we would just kind of have like this family time. I remember being really little. We still have... I don't know if you remember Lamb Chops. Did you ever
lamb
watch that?
Lamb Chops, play along. It's time to sing along. Something like that? Am I close?
Have you ever heard of the song that never ends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the song that never ends. Me and my sister used to sing it. It's annoying. It did end when I punched them in the face.
we had a little puppet. A little hand puppet,
Lamb Chop. Mm-hmm.
And my dad would play around with me and my brother. He'd make all these funny faces with Lamb Chop. And, oh, gosh, it was so hilarious. But yeah, it was just like a family time on Christmas Eve. We never opened up. Yeah, I know a lot of people open up like a gift or two on Christmas Eve. We never did that.
Right there with you. Never allowed.
All of our Christmas gift opening was in the morning. And me and my brother would have our sleepovers that night. And we'd get up early the next morning. We'd have our little, you know, rotate opening Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. We also did the breakfast thing, and we'd have the whole afternoon to play with our new toys.
Yeah.
And then we'd have this big Christmas dinner, and that's pretty much all we did. It's definitely evolved, especially since my dad passed away. And for a while, when he was sick, because he was up with one of my sisters, and it was just me and my mom for a while, and my brother was up there as well. So yeah, but when it was just me and my mom for Christmas, I love Christmas, so I wanted to extend it as long as I could. Uh-huh. So I was like, a couple years ago, I looked at my mom. I was like, Mom, okay, we're not opening Christmas presents in the morning. We're gonna open them at night.
Okay, this is your big revolution.
Yes, I was like, we're gonna wait as long as possible before we open Christmas gifts. And so we started. We're not gonna do it this year, but we usually go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the past few years, it's been the new Star Wars movies that came out.
Yeah,
but obviously there's no more. So and well, of course, with this year anyway, we're not gonna go to a movie theater, and we really don't know what we're gonna do. Honestly,
for this Christmas,
yeah, or for this Christmas and our Christmas Eve and Christmas, because it's supposed to be really rainy.
Oh yeah,
and really cold.
Watch a movie, stay in the house.
And then Christmas Eve, my family used to drive around like and go look at the Christmas lights.
That
was also another big thing.
Yeah.
And the past couple Christmases, we've gone down to St. Augustine to look at the Night of Lights.
Nice.
But. Obviously, I think it's going to be raining this year, so we're not going to really be able to do that. So we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do this year, because it's going to be different in 2020, you know.
It's definitely different.
I guess
different.
We should have expected it.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
Yeah, nothing grand,
raining
you know.
Raining fire or something.
Right? But hey, don't say that. Knock on wood. But yeah, nothing crazy. Just simple family time, being with each other.
Okay. Yeah.
That sort of thing.
That's nice, though.
Yeah.
Look, this has been one of a hell of a Christmas special.
Yes, it has.
There's been hot chocolate. There's been Yule logs. There's even been Japanese chicken traditions that none of us knew about.
I did not know about
that. Ashley educated us about some facts from all over the world, seems like. And thank you for that. This is
You're welcome.
A very lovely episode.
Isn't it? I mean, it's just... Great.
It's nice. The fire's still
energy.
Going.
It
fire's
is still going.
I'm going to be sad when it turns off.
Oh, I know. You should keep that on all night.
Maybe for you, I will.
And you know what else you should do?
What else?
Is keep the Christmas lights on all night.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Can you, though?
I can, and I will. I told you, you've made me very happy today. My heart's growing a little bit. I'm no longer the Grinch that you knew. Well, at least you thought I was a Grinch anyway. But yeah, we'll definitely keep this going. And if you're still listening... to this long, we do appreciate it. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll be back with a New Year's episode, so I'm not gonna say have absolutely. A Happy New Year's or anything like that, but make sure you guys are checking us out on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and you guys have a safe holidays. If you're traveling out there, just be careful. I know we got some family and friends traveling out there. You know, we still in a pandemic, we still dealing with the COVID stuff, so just be careful.
Oh, I gotta throw something in there from the last episode before we close out.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
So my mom told me after she listened to the last one.
Here we go.
That I need to turn my notifications back on.
Oh yeah, I hate it too. I don't want to be one of those people that tell you to turn your notifications on, but you do need to turn them on.
Well, she told me I need to because my information was outdated. she said, Ashley, the Electoral College has declared Biden the winner.
See, that's what I thought, but I didn't know how to call you out on it. I was like, but then they are. Like,
well, you can call it out and call me out on it. It's fine.
I just wasn't sure though, because I'm not. I didn't know. I got the notification on my phone, but I wasn't. I was just like, well, maybe I'm wrong. So
no, I see my notifications, and they're still off. But then I was like, Mom, I don't want to turn them on. I just, you know, I don't want to deal with it. She's like, well, then you really need to make sure you brush up on your current events.
Oh gosh.
Thanks, Mom.
You just need a news flash app. When you want to turn it on and then turn it right back
on. Exactly.
Good job, Mom.
Right?
Because I know we don't always know what we're talking about. I'm glad Mom's still keeping you straight. I'm sure if I say something stupid, she'll let me know. But, right. That's great. I love that. Turn your notifications on.
Right. It's not happening.
It's going to happen.
Oh, goodness.
But you know what? We going to get out of here.
All right.
It's been a great Christmas episode. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Remember to like, comment, subscribe. And, you know, we'll see you next time.
Merry Christmas.
That scared me. You literally scared me. Get out of here.